Right, if you still have the page, it's good. If not, then you have to concentrate even more. We began last week a maimer from Rav Kluger and Asicha B'chukecha in Pasha Shmais. We're in the sugya of Keser, but the highest madrega of Keser, the reshit layadav layisyada, emuna itself, the highest madrega of Keser is emuna pshuta. There's a tremendous misunderstanding of what emuna pshuta means, of simple faith, and we're learning the kaiches and nefesh, and emuna is the greatest koyach of the nefesh, emuna. Keser sheben nefesh. Now within that world of emuna, we were learning last week that there's keser sheben keser, and there's malchus sheben keser. And the difference between the two is mamish a universe, as a galaxy. Ein Sof. Even though they're both wonderful, but there's a huge difference between the two. We were learning how emuna bebchinas malchus in the world of keser of emuna, is emuna that is based upon seichel, that's based upon my understanding of things. Understanding is a wonderful thing, and there's no question that understanding enhances, strengthens. But the shayrish, the aside of a person's emuna, if it's seichel, then that's called the malchus of emuna. It's also emuna. But as we learned last week, it's an emuna where the seichel concedes that there's something that makes sense to it. As we learned, Reuven and Shimon are arguing. Finally, Shimon concedes to Reuven's arguments that he's right, and he's moida. But moidim is mechlal de pligi, as we learned. Moidim, he concedes. He could retract that concession. The fact that he agrees today to the proofs of Shimon doesn't mean that he won't reconsider tomorrow. And ultimately, that emunah is based upon his own seichel. Not bittel. He's not mevatel his seichel. Like the person that we learned in the Moshe last week, who was in the desert with somebody. The guy that he's with knows his way around the desert. This guy doesn't know a thing about the desert. He's going to die. So he gives himself over completely to his madrich. He surrenders himself entirely. He's mevatel his das altogether. Right, left, straight, up, down. He's mevatel himself altogether. The shurish of that trust is bittel. He's batel mevatel. That's called keser. Emunah bebchinas keser. Keser of keser. Now we're going to continue. We're going to skip a little bit. He just goes a little bit over with the marshal. We're on page. The pages that you have, it says Yud Beis in the right corner. Yud Beis. Look on the back. You see it says Yud Beis in the right-hand corner. Beginning from it says, A Hevdel, this is where he really continues, A Hevdel ben im Yisoid ha-Emunah hu Seichel or Emunah. That's where we're going to continue. Now there's a Talmud Chacham who was listening to this on the recording. And sent me a message that it's hard to understand how with this emunah that we're learning about, how is this different than lahavdil some Muslim who screams the nusach that they scream before they kill themselves with everybody else, where there's an emunah that he has, or the galach or the Christian or the priest, whatever it is, an emunah that he has, where the emunah is not based upon seichel, it's not rooted in seichel, So it sounds like the emunah that we're talking about is no different than any other faith-based belief, religion. The first thing that will happen when you argue with a missionary is that the moment that he sees that you're getting the better of him, which if you know anything, that shouldn't take more than 3 or 4 seconds, and then he'll say that it's just a matter of faith. You don't have faith, that's why you don't see the truth. And it's very frustrating to have a good debate with such a person. Because at the end of the day, he says, it doesn't make a difference if I understand or I understand. This is what I believe. Ki'ilu, and I said this last week, ki'ilu, there's some hisnagdus that the emunah has the seichel. That's not true, and that's not bechlal we're talking about. So we need to learn more about the nature of this bittul. So we're continuing on page Yud Beis. I have dal ben im yisayid emuna hu seichel or emuna. V'yesh lahavin shtei b'chines elu lagabe emuna. We need to understand these two b'chines lagabe emuna. Sheish b'gam ken shtei darkus. Emuna de malchus v'emuna de keser. That's what we're learning about. Emuna de malchus and emuna of keser. Emuna de Malchus, Hainu Shaseichel Hevio Le Emuna Zu. It's Emuna, but it's Emuna that's based upon his mind conceding to the argument that is compelling, that there's a creator and there's a purpose to creation and so on. But it's based on Seichel. Emunah de Malchus haynu shaseichel hevi'ilu emunah zu u'mechayvo lias botel u'lahamin. And the seichel, because of the strength of the other one's argument, the seichel forces me to concede that he's right. Moidim mechlal de pligi. I'm moidim that he's right. I'm moidim to this argument that proves God's existence. V'hidarga p'chusa, even though it is a madrega of emuna, compared to emuna of keser, it's a madrega p'chusa. It's low. Kiyesh b'b'chines ha'pesha osar, hu ha'pesha hitir kanal. Now those of you who are familiar with this klal in halacha, we're not going to go into what it means in halacha, but it's paraphrasing or borrowing a term from halacha that basically says, the same mouth that said one thing can change to say something else. In other words, I'm the one who was moida to what you're saying. I could also retract my concession. Today I agree, and tomorrow I heard somebody else's argument that's more convincing. So today your argument for faith was very compelling. I've given it some more thought, or I've read something up on some other religion, and I find that to be even more convincing. The bottom line is, since it's an emunah that is rooted in human intellect and reasoning, the same human intellect and reasoning that decided or that accepted one thing the next day can think of something else. Vafo pisha meha emunah en yuchelum lachz lemafreya. What that means, he was explaining a little bit about that before in the part that we skipped. What that means is, when there's true emuna, a person doesn't look back and say, and you'll never meet a person like this that would say that the emuna that I had, that faith that I felt and that I had in the past, I reject that. A person can reject it in the present, but looking back in the past, a person doesn't say that which I believed in the past, the emunah that I had in the past, was ridiculous. A person might say that because he has to justify or make an excuse for something. Ach mikanu lahaba adayin yochas shloi lahamin. But mikanu lahaba, a person can begin to question and to wonder. Now, yesterday, when he was really in a place of emunah, it was emunah. But today, for whatever reason, he's confused, he's mixed up. He's heard some interesting arguments and so on. He could disclaim his belief and say that me kanal haba, he doesn't accept this is true. He heard something that's more convincing. Ki kvar be'eza midas ma ein lo asa seichel mechayv olahamen. Because for whatever reason that it is, the seichel that he has today is not mechayev him to believe. Yesterday that seichel was mechayev him, it worked. And today that seichel is not working for him that he should believe. Shreh seichel hu yisaydim anasa. That happens all the time. Ha-pesha asa. Hu ha-pesha hitter. The same seichel that was convincing in the past no longer is convincing, or he had something that's more convincing. But this emuna is an emuna of malchus that's based upon seichel. Seichel fluctuates, seichel changes all the time. And therefore, Chazal, for instance, record a fascinating discussion between Avraham Avinu and Nimrod. You know that Avraham Avinu was trying to be makar of the world to belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he had a conversation with Nimrod. And the Medrash goes through different things. Nimrod first believed in the God of the sun. So Avraham Avinu said, yes, but there are clouds that are stronger than clouds that cover the sun and block the sunlight. So then Nimrod said, you're right, you know what? And he began to believe in the God of the clouds. And then Avraham Avinu says, yes, but the wind comes, and then the wind blows the clouds away. So the wind is stronger than the clouds. So then Nimrod believes in the wind. And this continued on. Easy come, easy go. It's a matter of understanding. The seichel of that moment was convincing. But then there's a higher seichel. There's what appears to be a stronger seichel. So when the emuna is rooted in sichlius, when that's the source of one's emuna seichel, so one day it could be that it's the God of the sun, the next day it could be the clouds, the next day it could be the wind, and then it's a statue in your living room. It goes from one thing to the next. Ach emuna amitis upnimis. However, true emuna, the midah of emuna benefesh, he emuna de keser, emuna of keser. Shehe emuna ena machmas haseichel shechayevo yachiyevo lahamin. Where the emunah is not rooted, it's not because of the seichel. Again, the seichel is a valuable tool in meditating and contemplating that emunah, in strengthening, in teaching that emunah. But the question is, what is the source of one's emunah? Where does it come from? This doesn't exist by somebody who is not a Ben Bris. This is uniquely Jewish. Makes no difference what they scream out when they kill themselves. But that inyan is something Mitzvah will have a chance to talk a little bit more about it. El yisod emunoso ba mikorech elyon. The yisod of faith is not coming to us because our parents taught it to us. That's very nice. Those who received the Mesorah, those who come from homes where they were taught to believe in Hashem from the time that they were babies, that's beautiful. Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu, and we humbly acknowledge the gift that was given to us and what we were taught. But that's not where emunah begins. Emunah doesn't begin in the mesorah of our parents or grandparents. And emunah doesn't begin, the source of emunah is not historical, it's not philosophical, it's not scientific, it's not logical, it's not based upon statistics or codes. The Yisod Emunoso Bo Mikoach Elyon. Emunah, ultimately, Emunah is a gift. It's a gift that was encoded into the Jewish soul. Emunah, it's emunah which comes mikoach elyon. Me'adarga shemeal ha'adam, from a madrega that transcends anything that's human. Kemo kesel, like the crown that we spoke about. Shalomala me'harosh, mikol ha'karim, that is above the head, that's above the mind, that transcends, that's higher than the mind. Ulezen nekroim onu ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. Therefore, we're called ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, not because my father taught me the subject of emunah, not because in my house I majored in emunah 001, or I went to some class on emunah. We're ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim b'emunah sheyerusha hilonu ma'avoseinu. Not because of lessons that were taught, not because of any curriculum, but because we're Jews. And Jews are ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. The same way we received our Yiddishkeit genetically. Here we're not talking about biology, but genetically in pneumias. Together with that definition of being Jewish is the package that's called emunah. It's part of the package. It's not just part of the package. It's the yesod of that package of Yiddishkeit. Now we're going to talk about Gerim in a minute. It's the yesod of that package. L'zois yikari l'mal mitam v'daz. And this is what is referred to in many svarim as emuna that is l'mal, it transcends tam v'daz. It's higher than any tam, any explanation, l'mal mitam v'daz. I mentioned to one of the Chadayim that the Sfasemis explains the chait of Nodav and Aviyu, which the Gemara and Chazal have different days. What went wrong with Nodav and Aviyu? And according to one opinion, they ran in Shesuya Yayin, that they were drinking, that they were drunk. And of course the Sfasemis says it's absurd to think that they were making l'chaim, and that we're dealing here with some problem with alcoholics. But rather, so someone says something very, very deep, that Shesuya Yayin means when a person's Yiddishkeit is based upon Tam Vedas. Yayin, wine, always means the deeper reason, Yayna Shel Torah, the inner, hidden, deeper meaning of Torah. Not even Avi were drunk with their understanding of Elokus. Shesuya Yayin. The Torah describes that as a foreign fire, Ashaloi Tziva. It wasn't rooted in Tziva, in commandment. It was based upon their understanding. The Avodah and the Mishkan could not begin in such a way. It had to begin in a way of Bittul. Bittul means it's not what I understand. It's not that I'm intoxicated with my feelings for God. That's why you have many, many Jews, especially nowadays more than ever, where they could be by a kumzitz, they could be sitting by a kumzitz, you turn off the lights, somebody has a guitar, and then somebody says a story of tzaddikim and misinterprets a piece from Lakuta Maran. And this guy is mamish, like he's the biggest tzaddik in the world. Listening to this, he's crying, he's in another world. He's in such another world that when it comes to Shachris tomorrow morning, he's in bed till 9:30. Or he's walking around with a pair of tefillin someplace at 10:30 in the morning, like he's like the Rishner or somebody, instead of being in shul with every other Jew at the right time. You see, because being in shul at the right time doesn't mean you're intoxicated. It means you're a servant. It means you're bottled. It means bittul ta'asha. It means suspending your knowledge and surrendering yourself to God. As long as he's by the kumzitz and he's having a blast, he's intoxicated. He's drunk with God. Being drunk without seichel is nothing more than being drunk. When it's with seichel, and on top of the seichel, there's an intoxication of elokus that intensifies a little bit of that drink, a little bit of mashke, that makes it deeper and sweeter than something else. But the first day of the Mishkan, that Nadav and Avihu went in Shesuya Yayin, they were drunk. asher lo tziva. It's a fire that Hashem, it's not based on tziva. Tziva means tzivui. Tzivui means bittel. Bittel means it's not what I think, it's what God says. Yain, to be drunk with God is very, very enjoyable. And that's why you see so much of this. That people that they appear to be in love with God, but they can't bring themselves to davening. Or when it comes to their inyonim with women and so on, they can't turn their eyes the other way. But when it comes to the kumzitz, they're ready to fabreng any time, day or night. The kumzitz, the fabrengen, whenever it's a fabrengen, I'm here. You just tell me the place, I'll bring my guitar, turn off the lights, and if you could pass around the joint, it's even better. The main thing is, we're in love with God. Shesu Yayin. That's called Shesu Yayin. Asher lo tziva. It's not based in tzivui. It's based in how does this religion make me feel? How does it make me feel? What do I understand about this religion? What I understand, I enjoy. What I don't understand, which is why God would care whether I get up for 6:30 to go to Minyan, especially since I feel so much more like davening by myself, that doesn't work out so well. Because it's missing that bechina of bitl of keser. It's rooted in his own emotions and his own understanding. When one's emuna is rooted in one's own emotions and own seichel, not that it's meaningless, but it's very, very far from emuna of keser. Very, very far. When we say when we give someone the title that he's a poshet to yid, you know, it's a very, very beautiful thing to call a Jew, a poshet to yid. And when someone has emuna pshuta, that he's mafshit, his understanding, he peels away what he thinks and how he feels. Lasos v'tzayin avinu shebashamayim. B'pashtus. Without himself, without his ego, without how it makes him feel. Again, that's all an embellishment. To have a little bit of mashke is a good thing, a little bit of mashke. To embellish, to enhance. But we're talking about the source of emunah, you understand? The source of emunah is l'malam itam v'das. It's l'malam itam v'das. That's why we're living in a generation where so much of the chevra, they have aliyahs, and then they have you read this, aliyahs, you read this. You say these words to an old-time Jew, you don't know what you're talking about. You have now, where you look at a place in shul, the guy's in shul, he's all excited, he's the biggest shakler, he's got tchelis on his tits, tchelis in his gartel, tchelis in his payas, and he's mamish, unbelievably, he's on fire, and he's got tapes of karduna coming out of every pocket, and he's got Rav Kluger and Rav Muttel, and he's got Rabbi Nachman, and he's got Meshi Loach in his pocket here, and then you look for him 2 days later, where is he? He's gone. Ve'einenu. Whereas an old-time Jew with emunah pshuta, you don't see him rolling his eyes by a kumzitz, but he's been in shul in the same place, same time for 70 years. What brings him there? What brings him? What gets him up? So you can make up all kinds of stories. The guy with the guitar would prefer to make all kinds of stories. But the bottom line is, the guy with the guitar is not there because he's having a yerida. The big yerida, the big yud. The big yerida. Like I told you once, this is something Rebbe said when he came to America and he saw they used to have the signs, the neon signs flashing on the butcher store. It says, Bosa kosher, flashing. So some Rebbe says, Amul kosher, amul nit. It's flashing because sometimes it's kosher, sometimes it's not kosher. Emunu bebchines keser is not a neon light that flashes on and off. Because that guy's in shul and that guy's doing his avodah, even when he feels that all the lights are off. Doesn't change him. Doesn't move him. Ki hu zeh. It's l'malam itam v'das. In the Nusach of Rabbi Chaim Brisker, mimokim shemistayim haseichel, from that place where the seichel ends, maschil ha'emuna. Emuna begins. Seichel can be replaced with emotions as well. The inyan of seichel or emotions is that it's about me. It's not bittul. It's about me. So as long as this moment of Yiddishkeit satisfies either myself intellectually or emotionally, count me in. But if it doesn't, then it's time for you either. Then you head south. When it comes to avoid that requires Kabbalah's all and bittul, this person can't bring himself to it. Or it's very difficult, it's painful. Mamish, painful to do a mitzvah. Painful. People come into shul late, they leave early, their mamish can't stand it. They can't take it. Rabbi Ein Hara, Sunan Sonzek, my father, had his 92nd birthday a couple of weeks ago. I never, ever, ever in my life saw him late for shul. I never in my life saw him leave before shul was over in my life. And trust me, he never heard of the Me'er Shiloh. He never heard of the Izbitza. And certainly not Yosef Kaduna, my friend. He never heard of him. But there's a clock. And the Baruch Shalom is waiting. Tick-tock. And I don't want to disappoint him. That's my job. I'm a Yid. Those Yidin that were saying Shema Yisrael when they were being schlepped away, you know, to be murdered. I'm a Yid. There are no chochmas. Now, Lahavin Zayis Oid. Yevuah Dov Minyan Geirus. By taking a look at Geirus, we can have a better understanding. Geirus is a remarkable thing, Geirus, conversion. Dehinei bepashtas nira shamizgaya bo el das Yisrael miritzani midas atzmo. Bepashtas, it looks like this person who's a ger just thought about things and he's volunteering and that he has decided that he wants to be a Jew. K'moish im haisa das acheros noisiz chein beinav. And when we look at that on the outside, we would say that it's just a mazel that it happens, that it worked out, that his encounter was with Yiddishkeit, and that appeals to him, and it makes sense to him. But if there would have been another religion that would have gotten him first, if something else would have made sense to him, or something else would have moved him, he could have just as easily become a Hindu or a Muslim. Hayabolios nechlalbo k'may chein ata, motza das yisol chein beinav. So the way that the ger appears to us is the Yiddishkeit matzah chein beinav. It looked nice. He liked it. There were things about it, the religion he was born with that he didn't like, whatever, or he didn't care about. And he's read a little bit, he studied a little bit, and it sounds like, wow, the Jews are really, they're the first. You know, they discovered God. So why should I go over to, you know, I should go to the original ones, you know. And even when you talk to the ger, he could tell you all kinds of explanations that why it made sense to him, this argument, that argument, or when he saw how beautiful it was, he saw a Jewish family and so on. I don't know. Whatever it is, that was convincing to him. Alken Megillah's guy, ki chofetz liikar Yisrael. So something convinced him, and he decided, I want to be a Jew. That's what it looks like on the outside. Now, if that's the case, then we have to understand the halacha that tells us that I have dealt with such situations where somebody was misgaya, and then the person decides that he made a mistake. He made a mistake. Nobody ever told him about slichas or something, you know. Whatever, nobody told him. About kaparis, I don't know. Nobody ever told him, like, shalom zachas. Nobody ever told him about that. V'shuv writes to Lachzer Liyosakum, he says, hey guys, I'm sorry. I really feel bad I wasted your time. Believe me, it wasn't easy. I got this bismillah, it's a guy. And I made a mistake. I'm just, I've discovered Confucius, and he does it for me. And I made a mistake. So he renounces his conversion. Now, you all know the halacha, of course, is any yochel. There are some nuances in that. I'm not going into it at what point it was. I'm not going into that now in Hilchos Geirus. But assuming we're talking about somebody that was already, the Geirus was kalocha, and he's been observant. And it's clear that it wasn't stam. He's been observant. So you know that he can't retract. He's still a Jew till he dies. He's a mumma. But he's a Jew. He's a non-religious Jew. He's a non-believing Jew, but he's a Jew. And he's considered to be forever a part of Klal Yisrael. With all the benefits and all of the difficulties that come with being a Jew. He's part of he's on the team. We need to understand he came to Yiddishkeit because he understood something and it was convincing. It was something which he found very, very, very moving and compelling, and he decided, I'm going to do this, and he thought about it a lot. So now he changed his mind. So why can't he disengage? Why is he stuck? He came with Seichel, he can leave with Seichel. V'chinas ha-pesha also, who ha-pesha hit? The same klal. He's the one that decided he's going to be a Jew. So he could decide not to be a Jew. But that's not true. The same way that you and I can't decide not to be Jewish, the ger can't at this point decide not to be Jewish. He could kick, he could scream, he could yell. But he's Jewish. Omnam habir b'zeh. Of course, the explanation is ki be'esh nichlal ba'am Yisrael, when he became part of Klal Yisrael, his chaber lebchinas ha'munud anoichi havaya lokech. This, of course, according to the Arizal, is a biur that he was originally there at Maimon HaSinai, and something happened over the years, whatever happened, and now he has returned to that shirish of who he is, which is Anoichi Hashem Elokech. He's become reunited with Anoichi Hashem Elokech. Dargis Hamuna Hashem Ezbar Chayi B'mayimin HaSinai. That Madrege V'muna the Kadosh Baruch infused into Am Yisrael as a nation, as a people by Har Sinai. It really began with the Birurim of Avraham Avinu. I'm not going to go into that right now. But at Har Sinai, that was the Geirus of Har Sinai, that Am Yisrael were Mizgayer. Sheshem Zorachayu B'mayim and Hasin L'kol Neshama. Every Neshama was injected with this Midas HaNefesh that's called Keser, the Reish of the Leyad of L'Isyada, Emunah. B'chinas Anoichi Misha Anoichi. That the essence of a Jew and this ger, now that he's converted and has returned, is Anoichi Misha Anoichi. He has reconnected to what he once was many, many years before, and it's been covered and hidden for many years. V'nichlal bedargis emuna de keser. And now he has been swept into that return to the world of Amunah B'Keser. Amunah D'Keser. V'Amunah Zu E'ef Shalavat Lo Yisov Alach Zeymen. You can't renege. You can't renounce. You can't retract. Ki Hikoach Elyon Shalamala Himena, because it's a koach that's higher than he is. You can't end something if it doesn't begin with you. I could apply to the college and I could take away my application. I thought I was going to go to the school. I said, I don't want to go. I applied, I removed my application. I called back my application. I go to work at a certain place. It was my decision. I go to work there, and I decide not to work there. But when it's not my decision, I can't take my application back. To Emerson, the application doesn't mean anything. That's really the inyan of Kaf Alem Har Kigigas, of the mountain that was held over our heads. Shuhu Asher Oiru Lahamin Ilukalu B'das Yisrael. That his oirus that he had from Keser to bring him back to Am Yisrael after all of these years of being separated, bringing him back, that of course came to him from that Keser, from that place, which is the Malami Tam V'das. Even though he might now say, no, I came back because of so-and-so. Or because it made sense to me. We're not interested in his stories. They don't mean anything. Now that he has regret and he wants to go back to being a goy, ain shayach. It's an impossibility. All he's retracting is his understanding. That's all he's taking back. I don't understand this anymore. So now, I don't feel like doing this. I don't understand. I don't feel like doing it. There are a lot of Jews like that too. I don't understand. I don't feel like doing it. I don't understand slichas, so I don't want to say slichas. There's no shortage of people like that. I don't feel this. I don't want to do it. I don't understand, so I don't do it. It doesn't mean anything. When something comes from seichel, you could say that yesterday I thought this way, but today I think differently. That's when it comes from seichel. When it's shoyrish is seichel. Bram kasha nichnas lias mi yisrael. But once he entered into that bris of the geiris, then curse Hashem's baruch imo bris yedidus. Then Hashem makes a bris with him. I mean, in other words, renews the bris of Har Sinai with him, because we believe that he was at Har Sinai. That's why he could say asher kedishonim or elokeinu v'lokei avosein. He just something happened. So Hashem's baruch renews that bris of friendship of Am Yisrael with this ger. Kesher she'i efshel escharet mimenu, which is impossible to renounce. I mean, he says he does, but doesn't he's still a Jew. Hitler and Maximo didn't believe him either. He also got a yellow star, this guy. And he's screaming the whole way into the guest chamber. I'm telling you, I made a mistake. Hey, guys, my parents are Goyim. My parents are Aryans. My grandmother is Hitler's first cousin. He went into the guest chamber. They just, yeah, come on. He had the same yellow star as everybody else. He didn't make that emuna, and he can't take away that emuna. Even though he's got stories why he became a Jew, he didn't make that. Just like we also didn't. Top of your gimel. He's now in that world of Am Yisrael, where the love and that connection that we have with God can't be extinguished. And this ger will have a beer also when Mashiach comes. He'll be okay. Ube geruso his barish lebo machmas shehaven besichloi litenes atzmi lehemuna. Because this is a true gerus, again, we're talking about obviously ger emes, that was a true gerus, not something that wasn't real, something that was a fake. We're talking about a legitimate geiris, a real geiris. It's not because his seichel told him to give himself over to Yiddishkeit, but rather it's that keser deep inside, or that's way above him, that keser that brought him to be mizbatel to that nekuda that's higher than his brain, that transcends his intellect, that comes from a place that's way beyond the story of his life, that's higher than who he is. That's what set all of these wheels turning and brought him back. A little bit of parentheses, that's enough for a long conversation in the parentheses here. The day that after the marriage, the husband understands, or the husband realizes that his wife is, like the Zohar says, his plagufa is the other half, that the one neshama.
Me'etzem sherish neshmasam, b'chinas bas gilo, ma'asha hayi nirishim et siyas ha-shidduch, hayi midaitim ritzonu b'chiyos libay, zayi rak haloma ha-alamis.
And even though intellectually he thinks, I chose this person, this was because it made sense that I marry this woman,
ki'ilu this whole shidduch is al pisaychel. But what's misbarer in an emes zivik, what's misbarer is that it's not bechiras libo like they put on these new invitations, but it's bas gilo, the way it was always written on a Jewish invitation. It's not the choice of my heart, it's Hashem's choice of my zivik. But that's a very big discussion. Because there's such thing as a get. Because there it could end. But that's not for now. V'zed di'isem achida, shleinema b'chazal, and the chida makes a very important diuk. The chazal, whenever they speak about a ger, they say ger shenizgayer, which is a very unusual lashon. Ger shenizgayer. Instead of saying what? Goy shenizgayer.
It doesn't say if a goy was mizgayer. It says a ger was mizgayer. There's no such thing as a goy becoming a ger. Only a ger can become a ger. Only a real ger can become a ger. Could be mizbara that he's taka ger tzedek. But an emes a goy, there's no such thing.
We'll skip the next couple of words. I want to be on the recording.
The same way that a human being, that it can't be that an animal should change its metzias into a human being. There's a madrega. This is the first time tonight you're looking on the page. I caught you. Let's see. The only time I said don't look on the page to get that kick. So the same way that a human being, I should do that more often. The same way that a human being is a human being, that's his metzias. And an animal is an animal, that's his metzias. It's metzias of an animal. It can't change its metzias.
There's a bechin of a doy mitzvah, tzameh chai, medab, and a yid, and a Jew.
So an emissar guy cannot become a Jew. That's his metzias. But a ger can be misguy. A ger could be misguy.
And sometimes, for whatever reason, it's not working out. He's going crazy with it. So then he's at least meshug in love with Jews. But a ger could be misguy. K'mor chen, lo yimotze goy shen izgaya. V'ra ger shohayu bay b'shor shon nitzayitz kodesh miyisrael. Only a ger... who to begin with had that piece of Maimon HaSinai, who heard Anoich Hashem Lekech at HaSinai, that ger is now Mizgayer. Meaning that Jew who has Kedushas Yisrael, who has that Indian of Kedushas Yisrael in him, it's Mizbara now that he's a ger. It's ger Mizgayer. Who habol is Gayer? It's a ger shem Mizgayer shem Yikaro HaYager. Yikaro HaYager. He was a ger. Vim came moving Shalemi Daita Bovad his Kairval Das Yisrael. Therefore we understand that it's not really because of his understanding, even though he has explanations why he decided to convert. He has all kinds of, he can write interesting books about it.
But Demis is, Shaloi mi daito b'levad is kair val das Yisrael. Ela nitzoitz shebishar sho, ba'oim kei nafsho, hush en higar l'skair.
It's because of that Maimed Hasina, that Anoich Hashem Lekecha, that was deep, deep buried underneath, could be centuries of all kinds of things, is there, because it's there, and that pushed him to be Meskarev, the Kevin Shekach, She'ein Zebiyodo Klal.
Therefore, his Yiddishkeit is not something that he made. It looks like it was all from him, because no one told him to become Jewish. He was just a regular guy, and all of a sudden he seems to be saying, he starts to take home all these books in the library, and he reads up on Jews, and he decides, I got to be a Jew. So Kiel, he made his Yiddishkeit. And then you would ask the Kashi. He made it so he could take it away. Ha-pesha also ha-pesha yitter. That's not true. That's a very big mistake in understanding Geirus.
Mimela, the bigger mistake, forget about Geirim, it's understanding what a Jew is. El Mishum Nakudish Me'olav. The truth is, the Geirus and the Yiddishkeit comes the same way that comes to us. It's from a Nakuda Shme'olav, from the Keser. In Kain Ein Biyodel Eschardos, therefore you can't take it. It's not, you didn't make it, you can't throw it away. It's, you didn't bring it, you can't do away with it. Uchen Nakuda Sarotzen Shme'al Ha'adam. But this is the meaning of Keser, Rotzen, that's higher than what you understand. We're talking all about that. Oynig and Rotzen, that the person himself doesn't understand. You don't understand yourself. And not only that, like we said, it's a Mizgali, even a poil, where the person is Maisa Nefesh, even though he wasn't keeping mitzvahs, a Jew, even though he wasn't Shema mitzvahs, he's Maisa Nefesh to die as a Jew. Now, v'hini ad kana sakna b'mayla semuna lumanus ha-seichel. K'mayichin b'mayla semuna ad-malchus luma semuna de-keser. Now, the same way, of course, this emuna of keser is infinitely higher and greater than emuna of malchus. But there's also a mayla, as I explained before, there's also a mayla to emuna of malchus. Not when it comes from there, but when it engages emuna of malchus, of course there's a big mayla. So he explains, Omnam yidu sheseichel yesh lo mayla shehu pnimi. Now, this is a very important nekuda. When a person understands something, when it makes sense to him, then he feels that it's a pnimi. Right? You feel that it's internalized. Oh, I get it. I like this. It makes sense to me. Or if it's an emotional thing, this feels right. That's called pnimi. Feels right. That's always a mile to understanding something. When you get it, and it makes sense to you, or you feel it, then it's a pnimi. Then it's internalized. And once it's internalized, then the person can mamish connect to it. Because he feels, I get it, I understand this, I feel this, therefore, I'm connected to it. I'm connected to it. Shabbos makes sense. He's meschabit to Shabbos. It's a beautiful idea. What Shabbos is, and day of rest, and so on and so forth, whatever he read about it, and all the nice things and beautiful ideas. And he says, I really get this. I think Shabbos is great. And he takes it in, and it becomes a panimi. And he internalizes that. And because of that comes Shabbos. He's into it, right? That makes sense. Bechinis mamalik kolam. Because that which he has internalized, it fills him. It fills him. Achamuna humakif. On the other hand, it appears that the emuna of keser is something which is makif. It's something which is surrounding. It's not internalized. Like the mountain when it was held over our heads, surrounded us, was on top of us, like the crown. But I don't really get it. Like if you ask that, I'll tell you. So what are you doing in shul again for the 50,000th or whatever millionth time? It must be because of Rabbeinu Bechaya. Never heard of him. Oh, probably you. It's probably because of the Kedushas Levi. Never heard of him. It's a makif. It sounds like it's a makif, meaning it's something that he hasn't internalized. So l'chayra, you would say that there's a maila to emuna b'taras malchus, which is seichel, because it's internalized. Masha'enikein the emuna, which is keser, is a surrounding, hovering, transcendent thing that you haven't internalized. B'chinas seiriv kalama. V'afal pishi darga yoyse gavor, even though we understand that it's a higher madrega, it's gavaldik, wow, it's something special, this business of the keser, it's a very, very, very high thing, it comes from far away. But the Metzius says, I haven't internalized it. I haven't internalized it. I don't get it. and therefore Kosha Yoisel is Mechuber Aleha. And because you don't get it, and you haven't really learned what it means, or one of its meanings, whatever, therefore you're having a hard time connecting to it. On the most basic level, that's one of the things that makes Slichas so hard, because we don't understand them. So now they start to make translations. Keenness is even more unbearable, because at least we understand that we understand, one second, that we've done averus, so we have to ask for forgiveness. But what's chabach mitab beis hamikdash? What do I have with some old building? We have no musik of the beis hamikdash. So we're supposed to come Tisha B'Av and cry the whole day about the beis hamikdash. The truth is, I'd be more upset if the makola closed down the block. What do I have a shaykhis to the beis hamikdash? I don't feel a shaykhis to the beis hamikdash. So I'm not mischabed to it. The beis hamikdash is not a pnimi. So therefore you spend the whole 9 days telling people that archipelago music is fine. Is that what it's called? Archipelago. I don't know how to pronounce it exactly. Archipelago. But that's fine, that music. Because al pidin, it's not called music. It sounds like music. That's not really music. And that's the main chiddush that you came out with in the whole 9 days in Tisha. That was your big chiddush. Or the restaurant that advertises nightly siyum, the Fleshig restaurant. That was your chiddush of Tisha B'Av. What about the Beis HaMikdash? What about Nevuah? What about the Urim V'Tumim? What about Kohen Gadol? What about Sanhedrin? What about Lishkas HaGozis? What about Shalosh V'Golim? I hate going to shul even though I park in the parking lot. I'm going to go to Shalosh V'Golim. I'm going to take a walk to Yerushalayim. There's very little parking over there. You know that. Very, very little parking. Once took me almost 2 hours to get out of a spot. A friend of mine, a Stalin Chosid, lent me his truck to drive. I was driving the old city. And I got a parking spot. Took me mamish 2 hours to get out. It's pretty hot over there. So I'm going to go Sholosh V'Golim. So listen carefully. Says in Pasuk, Zek Keli Vanveyer, Lekeovi V'Arum Amenu. He's my God, and therefore I glorify him. He's the God of my fathers, of my father, V'Arum Amenu, and I exalt him. Shebechinas Zek Keli, Hu Bechinas Pnimi. Whenever it's Zek Keli, whenever I feel he's my God, I have a connection to him, I get him, I worked for him, that's Pnimi. Mashi Yehudi, Hisig ba'atzmai, when you understand something and you work at something, that's why we all must do that. Always, always, always in our learning, in our amuna, always. That becomes zekeli. I feel I'm mischabit to it. Everybody's pointing their fingers, zekeli. Ach elokei avi, who begins hamakif. But I don't really have, if I never learned about Yiddishkeit, I don't have a connection to Yiddishkeit. It's just my father was religious. That's a makif. I haven't internalized it. I didn't think of God. My ancestors thought of God. So now you might come away from this now saying, well, therefore, the Makif has major problems. So what's the meaning of the Makif? The Pnimi is really what I internalize. Zekeli. So the makif l'chayre is mufrach. So he says, "Omnam e'ef shalahafrich is a makif, ach achibur hayoyse pnimi, who b'meshi Yehudi masig mikoyches atzmoi bechinis haseichel afa piyazze yochol listo lahafrich." There's no question that the chibur that one feels. When he's masik something that he put his koiches into, he feels that chibur in a very deep way. He put his koiches into it. Which is amazing. Because seichel, we already learned, thoughts and emotions, you could emfer up, right? You could shlug up. You could shlug up emotions and thoughts. Let's finish.
I'm not going to finish with. Let's get closer to finishing. V'ha'oy l'mizeh, another minute. V'ha'oy l'mizeh, sh'l'chayra afa pi sh'emuna yesh, on page Yudalit. Afa pi sh'emuna yesh ba maha maili yaseira, sh'ime al ha'kol, ach yesh ba chisar mitzad ha'odem, sh'ni yochol kol kach l'schayba l'zeh. L'chayra, there's a chisarin in emuna of kesa, the makif, because I haven't internalized it necessarily, right? So it's not a panimi. What I understand with my seichel, I get it. I internalize it. That's wrong. Bram, the truth is, lefia emes eino kein. Now this is an edel in the kudah to listen carefully. We're not going to have time to explain right now. We'll pick up on this next Tuesday, Mitzvah Shem. He says, ki achein be'emuna demalchus shayach she'elazu. Only when one's emuna is coming from seichel, then there's a kasha, shayach she'elazad, shuhu makif en opnimi, that it's only, that this thing, I don't understand it, I wish I would understand it. When your faith is a faith that's rooted in understanding, so if there's something I don't understand, it makes me nuts, or I reject it. Because my whole emuna is what is seichel. And this piece of emuna, I haven't internalized. But that's never the case for the emuna keser. And one of the keser is always, my seichel helps me to come home, to get back to headquarters, to where I began. Not to create something, not to originate something, just to get back. It's the etzem, it's the metzius of what the thing is. Makif. Of course, I don't understand this. But it's the metzias of who I am. So it's just a matter of getting back to it. It's not a matter of creating it, of generating it, of forming something. The maila is that the shurish of my emuna is coming from a place that's higher than my understanding. But it's mine. It's who I am. And I'm having a problem connecting to that makif, because why? It's higher than my seichel. It transcends my seichel. And therefore it's very, very hard for me to internalize that which is higher, that which is beyond me. But it's who I am. We don't have time to finish this, Mamish, in the middle of this. Emunah de Keser. So we'll go over this. We'll go over from the, I know there's some comments and questions, so maybe write them down because it's late. We'll go over this paragraph and we'll come back here, Mr. Shem. We'll come back here next time. Shkoyach. Marv.